Hello, welcome to episode 3 of Fufu and Voodoo. I'm your host, Fufu.
And I'm your co-host, Kenya.
And today we're going to be hosting Food Friday. And we're going to talk about our favorite go-to meals or favorite go-to snacks when we're bored or lazy or just want to snack on something while sitting in bed watching a video or just at home, anywhere. So Kenya, what's your go-to meal when you're at home or bored or just went to snack?
I like peanuts as a snack because they're salty and crunchy, but as a meal, I like spaghetti meatballs or green beans. Yeah. With soy sauce and sesame seeds on them.
Oh, that sounds so
and
good.
And some ginger.
Oh, with some sushi. Oh, yeah.
Sushi is so good.
It is so good.
To those of y'all who don't like sushi, go somewhere else.
My go-to meal, I go for more liquidy stuff. So like juices and,
for like, do you have a favorite juice?
Juice? I'm obsessed. I have an obsession with Welch's passion fruit juice. Like ever since I tried it when I was like, I think I was like 9 or something, but I drink, like, whenever I go to the store, I buy, like, 3 or 4 cartons of it and just drink it throughout the week, and it's so good.
Same.
Or, like, the kale juice from the farmer's market. Mm. It's so good.
I want to try those because I never tried them when I went there.
Because they have different stuff there. So, yeah. It's, like, for the juices, I go for the green one because I just like the bitter ish taste to it. I don't know, but it's really good. And for a meal, I go for like maybe ramen, or like I'd go for like, I hate brothy ramens, but there's this one Korean ramen that's accidentally vegan that I love, and I just eat it with kimchi when
Bro,
I'm
kimchi
at home.
Is so underrated.
It's so good.
Y'all need to eat more of it.
And pickles. I don't know how people can hate pickles.
Right, that confuses me so much. People are like, I love cucumbers, but I hate pickles.
Oh,
like, hello?
Like, pickles are way better than cucumbers.
Right. Like, they got that flavor.
Yeah. What's your craziest food combination that you just, like, rave about and just love?
Oh, I like a warm baguette with vanilla ice cream on it. It's really good.
That's not that weird. I like
that. Yeah, it's
that.
Actually really good.
Yeah.
I don't really eat very weird things just because, yeah, I don't really, A, have the time for it, or B, think about it very much, so. Yeah. And C, we don't have much food in our house. So,
oh my
yeah.
God. Me, on the other hand, I'm extremely experimental and just like to mix anything and everything that's in my vicinity when I'm in the kitchen. So one of the weirdest things that I've, at least people say it's weird, I don't think it's weird because I think it's really delicious, but I hate oranges and apples, but for some reason when we have like cuties, like the small little oranges, they taste so extremely good with peanut butter.
Hmm.
And it's like, you get, like, we, like, okay, so you first, you know, you de-shell it, or...
What kind of peanut butter?
It can't be crunchy. It has to be the smooth one.
Oh, my God.
And it has to be the Jiffy, whatever the brand is called. It has to be them, because the other brands just don't... There's something off about the other brands,
There's too much oil in theirs.
Yeah. Or it's, like, too thick, or too... Ugh.
Bro, literally, that is, like, the one thing that I absolutely hate. I hate crunchy peanut butter. Like...
Yeah.
It makes me gag. It is so disgusting because, like, why am I biting into a chunk of peanut? It's peanut butter, not peanut butter with chunks. Like, that's so gross.
Wait, speaking of peanut butter, have you been to the Jimmy Carter Museum? And I think it's in Athens or somewhere down south.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. There's, like, this small little place that's just dedicated to Jimmy Carter. I think it's where he grew up or something, but I visited it when I was in 8th grade. And they have this, like, small little ice cream shop. And they had peanut butter ice cream.
Ooh.
And it was so creamy and smooth, and it just like, oh my God, it was the best thing ever. And it's like I can just eat pints of ice cream with a spoon as if it were ice cream. Cause it's just so good. I just love peanut butter.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm not big on ice cream.
But if you had to pick one.
I used to be obsessed before I went like, cut off all the dairy. I used to be obsessed with Breyers cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People make me so mad.
Why?
Because cookies and cream is by far the best flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, ever. That and mint chocolate chip
Oh
are my
no, no,
two.
no, no,
Yes,
no,
bro.
no,
Mint chocolate
no,
chip is so
no,
good sometimes.
no.
Sometimes.
You're eating toothpaste. You're eating chunks of toothpaste.
No, but like. Sometimes.
It's like dirty socks and toothpaste combined.
Sometimes you have to get it from the right brand.
There's not.
I mean, butter and cream has a good mint chocolate chip. But yeah. But
It's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It's a disgrace to all ice cream flavors
Not.
ever.
Well, okay. What about butter pecan?
I've never had that, but that sounds like diabetes. I don't. It reminds me of the caramel chunk ice creams, and they're just disgusting to me.
I had a Twix ice cream once, and it was actually really good. Which I was surprised by because Twix are like eh to me.
Twix are nasty.
So it was actually surprisingly good for Twix ice cream. But when I went to Switzerland in a few years ago, there was a chocolate museum. Not chocolate museum, but a chocolate factory that you could go to. And there was one chocolate that had orange something in it. And I thought it was disgusting.
Oh, the British chocolate, it's like the orange and chocolate put together. The British love that.
I don't know if I think it
It's
was Swiss
disgusting.
chocolate. It was Swiss chocolate. But like all of it was so good. And I got this bag of it. I should have brought some home. But it was so good because like there are the different varieties. I was gonna make my own bar of chocolate, but then we didn't have enough time, which was really sad. And then we went to this cheese factory.
Yeah. What's your
It
favorite
was
kind of
okay.
cheese?
I like brie. Like you generally like it's like a circular cheese,
Yeah.
and you like can put it in the oven. And then like it melts, but like there's like a crust on the outside of it, so like it doesn't like spew everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's good cheese, especially water crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of cheese, I'm gonna tell you my like okay. The best ever grilled cheese I've ever had in my life. Okay, so here's how I made it. So I hate the crust. Like
I literally
I
love the
the
crust, like.
crust is disgusting. And
What kind of bread do you eat?
bread only tastes good when it's cut into a circle from the center. Other than that, it just tastes nasty. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like whenever my brothers give me a sandwich, they have to like cut it
It has
from
to be
the center,
circular.
and it has to be circular because the square, I don't know what it is, but about
The square taste
squares.
different?
Yes, it's like I don't know what it is, but squared foods or like square containers, unless it's like, okay, you're gonna say I'm weird, but when rice is in a bowl in like a rectangular or circular bowl versus a circle, it tastes very different. And when it's
So,
on a plate, it tastes extremely different. And soup too. Soup has to be served on a circle, like a 3D
bowl.
circle bowl. Yeah.
So, question. If you were to get something ordered from like a Chinese restaurant or
Yeah.
something, right? And they give you like the like little rice box, would you have to move it to like a circular bowl?
No, I don't order rice from like unless it's fried rice, but they always give it to me in the to go
Oh, that's
thingy.
true.
Because I'm not just gonna order plain white rice from a restaurant.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes it comes with the order.
I've never had that.
Mm.
Yeah. But I just can't, 'cause okay, back to the sandwich, sorry. But okay, so you take two pieces of white bread, not whole grain, not gluten free. Well, I don't know if it's gluten free, but the white bread with the it's the yellow container. Yeah,
Sunbeam?
I don't know, but it has the it's like 1950-ish
Yeah, that's
art
Sunbeam.
style with the girl on it
This
with the
little
red
girl?
ribbons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that brand, you get that, and or this, I think it's some Lee or like something Lee. Like it's a red logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have like a little girl on the front, like eating a slice of butter toast?
That's the yellow one.
Oh,
Yeah.
then I'm thinking of the phone.
But okay, you take two loaves of white bread, and I despise mayonnaise. The smell of it, the shape of it, the look of it, ugh. But okay, you take two loaves of white bread, you put mayonnaise on both sides. You let it sit in the pan for a bit on low to medium heat, depending on how fast you want it to make, but don't burn the toast. Anyways, you take tomato.
I would burn the toast. My sister literally, I like paying my sister to make me sandwiches because I
Oh
burned the
my God.
toast so bad.
It's never that serious.
It is that serious
It's
because,
never
like,
that serious.
I feel like the fire alarm's gonna go off at some point when I'm cooking. Like, she
Yeah.
always like cooks everything. I'm like, yep, you're coming over to my house. When I buy a house, you're coming over.
Yeah. But you cook it in butter. It's a diabetic person's dream meal. I'm sorry if this is offensive. But anyways, you let it simmer in butter for a bit. You make sure you have a thing of tomato soup on the side. So, okay, I cut up some tomatoes. If I'm like really, really feeling like Gordon Ramsay in that moment, I'll add in some like white onions or like yellow onions
Bro, I
because it's
love
sweet.
onions are so
I
good.
eat it raw, it is so good.
My mom gets mad at me because I like will eat like a chunk of the onion and then don't have any left. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
No, but it's
They're
so
so
good though,
good.
especially in like salads or a burger.
My sister also looks at me weirdly, and I'm like, what are you looking at?
They just don't know the hype.
Oh, absolutely not. Like that first bite,
Yeah.
I don't like when they're super spicy though.
Why would it be spicy?
Like
The purple ones?
I don't like the
The
purple
purple
ones.
ones? No. I hate, like, unless it's getting sauteed and like going to
Yeah.
something else. I hate the purple ones.
I wish they put the yellow ones on sandwiches.
They do.
Sometimes, but sometimes they put the purple one on sandwiches. It makes me really mad.
Okay, my favorite thing to do with like when I'm eating it like Burger King or like some other restaurant, because they always put the white onion. You know how it's like all assembled? I deconstruct it. I take the I eat it like everything except for the bread, 'cause I just don't like bread. For some, it's the texture of it. But I first eat the onions, then the tomatoes, and then the meat. And then the bread gets thrown away, which isn't good. But the texture of bread is just not my forte. But back to the grilled cheese. Okay, so you then put, I always put at least like a minimum or a maximum of five cheeses. And no matter
Oh,
what,
that
not like
sounds
no
so
matter
good.
what mood I'm in, I always have to put cheddar, mozzarella, Colby Jack, and I forgot the other ones. American cheese, I think. Not feta, but there's this other cheese, and I forgot because it comes in the variety pack. Like in the mixture of cheeses, I forgot the name of it, but
Swiss?
I think, I don't know. I'm not a
But
cheese
if you don't like
person.
Colby Jack cheese,
Colby Jack is so
you could go
good.
somewhere else too.
It is so good. Oh my God. But I
Join those
usually
people who
do
don't like onions and pickles.
that.
'Cause no.
Yeah. But you just grill it, and then if you want to, I don't do it, but if you want to, you can dip it. And tomato soup.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Well, it has to be warm tomato soup. It can't be cold.
Because, bro, cold tomato soup tastes different. And not a good different either.
It's a nasty different.
It's like slimy.
Yeah. But what's your favorite thing to cook or have your sister make for you?
I like My sister makes a lot of rice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we had a Somalian eggplant the other day,
Yeah.
curry thing, and it was actually surprisingly good. But I think my mom forgot to put salt in it because it was like, because they had like 15 spices in it, and it was like cumin and coriander and like a whole bunch of other spices, but I tasted no salt. And so it was good, but like it was really, really strong.
Yeah.
So like a little bit of salt would have been good.
Yeah.
But
Oh, you know what I think you would love? Somali rice. I don't know the name of it specifically, but they use basmati rice and it comes like
Bro, that is the best type of rice.
that and
My
jasmine.
God.
Basmati and jasmine rice are the best. Oh my God. It's so good. Have you ever made a homemade burrito before at home?
A homemade burrito isn't like.
Like you bought all the ingredients, you just made it at home and added your own touch to it.
We make a lot of tacos at home.
What
Well,
kind of
not burritos,
tacos?
fish tacos.
What do you add in the fish tacos?
Well, I add not a lot because I don't really like toppings.
Yeah.
But sometimes salsa is good on it. I put lettuce and generally lettuce and salsa.
Yeah.
Because I am so sorry. But unless I have opened the sour cream, like it is a whole thing with like milk and like sour cream and stuff. Unless I have opened it and I know when I opened it, no. Because sometimes it'll be like old and moldy. And
Oh.
I'm like, no, please no. Also, I have this thing where if y'all are like me, please text me and tell me I'm not weird. But where basically I can smell like if the bread in the loaf is sour, I can smell that like a day before it gets moldy. And
Oh.
it makes me really mad because I'll tell my mom, I'll be like, tomorrow the bread is gonna be moldy. And she's like, no, it's not. And literally the next day it becomes moldy and I'm like, what did I say? She's like, how did you smell that? I smell nothing. Like, I don't know. It
Yeah.
just doesn't smell right. Because, like, it smells sour.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Wait, have you watched Gilmore Girls? Do
Yeah.
you remember how like whenever
I
before
finished
it
it.
would before it would snow, Lorelai could smell it? That is so cool.
Bro, I wish it would snow. I am, like, so done with this rainy, cold weather.
Yeah, because oh my God. Sorry, I almost fell. It partially snowed on Friday,
Right.
but it wasn't like a thrilling type snow. It was like
Right.
just cold for no reason and like two flakes falling from the
Like,
sky type snow.
if you're gonna do that, just don't do it at all,
Yeah.
because you're just getting my hopes up for nothing. But I went up to the mountains, and at the mountain house we have, it snowed like this much,
Oh.
and then it melted the next morning. And I was like, oh, we can go sledding. And I was like, on what? And I was like, the leaves. They're still
My
cold.
God. That's the one thing that I hate about Georgia. It barely snows, and I just love snow so
Yeah.
much. But yeah, do you want to talk about anything else food related or
Pickles are so good.
yeah.
Like,
Anything
as
pickled
a
is good.
snack.
Pickled peppers.
Oh, I have some pickled peppers at home.
Pickled peppers are amazing.
Yeah. But they're really spicy, and I don't know how long they've been sitting in the vinegar. And I'm kind of scared.
Eat
Because
them with rice or something
I
starchy.
tried it with, I tried it out of the jar, and they were really spicy. So I kind of don't need them, but we have to. But I like peppers, so.
Yeah, peppers. There's like there are these small little chili peppers that they have at the grocery store, and I just eat them with everything, like raw.
Bro,
It's so
that
good.
sounds nice.
It's so
I
good.
want to try ghost pepper ramen though. Like, I am so
Oh.
serious. Like, I want to try that so bad. But, like, it's so expensive. Like, Amazon, if you are listening to this, which I
They're
know you are
not.
not,
Jeff Bezos is.
if you ever listen to this podcast, please lower your prices because it's too much. $27 for like a four pack.
I mean, it's the brand.
Yeah.
Still. But there is this one little Asian grocery store. I think it's on Covington, if not Lawrenceville.
Yeah, but, I can tell you right now, my mother isn't going to drive me there. And
yeah.
I mean, I could use Marta, but like, I would get lost.
That's going to be really far.
I would get lost.
Yeah.
And I'm not
sure. And it's a huge store as well, so you definitely get lost. Because we have no, especially you, have no sense of direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And
have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Toodaloo.